This is The Rounds Table.
Hello, Rounds Table listeners. Thank you for tuning in this week and welcome back to the show. This week we're looking at primary care. And none other than Dr. Fraser Pollard, who's a family physician at Trenton Memorial Hospital in Ontario, Canada, joins us today for the show. Fraser, welcome back.
Thanks for having me, Kieran. Glad to be back.
Well, I'm pretty excited for today's show. Fraser, why don't you introduce the article that you chose to lead us off?
So I chose an article from JAMA. It was in February 2017, done by Zhao, and it was looking at migraine prophylaxis, and specifically with alternative therapies, and in this case, it was acupuncture. So he did a randomized control trial of 249 migraine patients, and it showed there was a significant long-term benefit of therapeutic acupuncture for reducing migraine frequency compared to sham acupuncture and a waiting list control group.
That sounds really, really cool. Not only is it a preventative therapy study, it's a non-pharmacologic preventative therapy study. Fraser, why did you choose this article?
I mean, as we know, migraines are a really common presentation in medicine in general, but definitely in family medicine. And I see it like as an initial visit, as a follow-up visit for failed acute treatments, and for a follow-up visit for failed prophylactic treatments. So I know that our current prophylactic medications have significant drug side effects and often aren't effective, along with the financial burden of paying for them. So whenever I see an alternative therapy that may have a benefit beyond what I'm already offering, I want to know if it's reasonable for my patients to pursue them. And this article seems to give some insight into that.
Yeah, and I think, you know, I also get questions from patients about alternative therapies, and I'm not, you know, admittedly up to date on all the most recent literature around that. So it's nice to see in JAMA Internal Medicine that we're publishing a major trial using these alternative therapies, and that can help give me a strategy to treat my patients. So I look forward to it. Take us through the methods. What did they do?
So this is a randomized control trial, and they basically took men and women, but mostly women, given that it's migraines, age 18 to 65, who were having migraines without an aura. And they were having about 2 to 8 of these per month. And they put them in a trial with a couple interventions. And one was therapeutic acupuncture, and the other one was sham acupuncture, which I can explain in a second. And those two were also compared against a waiting list control group. And what that is people were told they were eventually going to get acupuncture, but they never did.
So tell us what sham acupuncture is. I'm not even sure how you could do it.
So let me tell you what therapeutic acupuncture is, and then I'll be able to explain what sham acupuncture is. So how they defined at least therapeutic acupuncture was they had someone who had been working as an acupuncturist for 5 years. They gave them 2 specific acupoints they had to use, and then they could choose 2 others. And what they do is they use the sterile needles, put them in these spots, and then they were actually using some radio frequency. And with the therapeutic acupuncture, what you're trying to do is get the patient to say they have some soreness, numbness,